You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm very excited to have Raul Caro from Fanafe Corporation with us today. Welcome, Raul.
Hi, Allison.
Raul, you are on the program today because Fanafe was recently selected as a winner in the Open Data Center Alliance's Cloud Best Practices Challenge, Conquering the Cloud. You wrote in a winning submission about your cloud environment within your own internal data center. But what I'd like to do to start out with is just, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do at Fanafe?
My name is Raul Caro. I work at the Peruvian State Public Companies Holding, that is Fanafe Corporation. As a CIO, I lead the IT corporate strategy. I am an economist and have a master's degree on innovation and IT management, and love surfing and paragliding.
And when you look at Fanafe, can you tell us a little bit about the importance of this organization to the Peruvian government and what you guys do in Peru?
Fanafe is a Peruvian state public company holding, and our main purpose is the exercise ownership in representation of the state. We are made up of 34 public companies that belong to the Peruvian state, and we have presence in the entire nation.
If you look at the Open Data Center Alliance contest, it challenged companies to write about best practice implementations in cloud computing. Why did you decide to enter this contest? And can you talk a little bit about why you're a participant in the Open Data Center Alliance?
Okay, we have implemented a private cloud of data center services provided by IBM. And this is the first service catalog that was selected to be offered by our newly created corporate shared service center.
What types of service have you placed into that private cloud environment?
Our first catalog includes basic infrastructure services, communication services, processing services, storage services, directory and domain services, internet access services, remote access services, email services, corporate chat services, business and applications, and also management and operation services.
That's extensive, much more extensive than many end managers of cloud services that I've heard from. Were there any applications that seemed inapplicable to deploying in that service catalog today?
We have to start with the easiest one. No? The core business applications were not moved because of our risk analysis and strategy.
When did you deploy the service catalog internally, and what benefits have you seen?
We have just completed our first stage implementation on January. We have right now 10 companies in our cloud. The benefits are the improvement of IT services and an important reduction of costs and flexibility to increase and decrease in IT services. That is very important for us. We have replaced high investment IT expenses for services users. Also an advantage for Fanafe in the measure, it generates an important predictability of the expenses flow from Fanafe's budgetary formulation.
When you look at the influence on other Latin American countries, how do you think other Latin American countries could benefit from what Fanafe has done?
I think that the service is the same. We have the same environment, the same problems, maybe perhaps. And I think if another country can see that it is possible that a public sector can implement an IT strategy like this, I think they could try to imitate or to follow that path. And this is not a path that we have to create. This is a path that the industry and the whole of the Open Data Center Alliance members are. This is at the path of the cloud.
When you look at it from an economics environment, since you do have a background in economics, what is the benefit in terms of Peru's competitive footing on the international stage to have this type of technology prowess flowing through their business?
I think the main benefit is we're going to have in our country, we're going to connect the Peruvian state companies. So we are an important agent in our economy, and with this interconnection, we can impact in our stakeholders. Our clients are everybody. Our clients are the whole citizens. So if we are more efficient and we are more intelligent with our IT management, we are able to give a better services to our clients, and to impact also in our providers. No? Imagine that we are the main buyer of the economy.
Well, Raul, congratulations on the recognition for your leadership by the Open Data Center Alliance. Obviously, that group has over 300 leading companies that are deploying cloud computing. So to be recognized for your leadership is quite an accomplishment.
Thank you, Alison. We are really happy with this recognition.
And Raul, if our audience wants to learn more about Funafe and what you're doing with the cloud, is there any internet resources that they can visit?
You can go to our portal, that is funafe.gov.pe.
Thank you so much for being on the program today, Raul.
Thank you, Alison.